Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Dr. Buchholz, what's your take on all of this?
There's a lot to unpack here. This is a controversial study. What they did, which is a bit different than everything else, is just kind of do a careful look at what information is out there and applied some pretty heavy rigor to that, which is not common. Nutritional studies and linking them to any kind of health outcome are just so hard to do. To do them well takes time, and it costs a lot of money. And in this day and age, it's just difficult to do. And so to get to answer these questions, we scientists will, for lack of a better term, take shortcuts, just try to do a more shallower analysis of data that's already there, and that's subject to what we call bias. You know, there's just a chance that the information may not be the information. You're not sure really what the results are. So that's why you get all these studies that say, you know, eggs are good for you, eggs are bad for you, and people are left going, what the heck is going on? My take from this and reading this is really they are just saying there's no evidence that red meat causes bad long-term health outcomes that they can find. And that doesn't mean that they do or don't. It just means that these pieces of evidence aren't out there. There's no evidence that shows a parachute is helpful when you jump out of an airplane. But most people would want to jump out of an airplane with a parachute. I know I would. And so it's the old mantra of an absence of evidence doesn't mean there's an evidence of absence. And that's something even doctors have a hard time thinking about. So this is something where all humans have a hard time getting a good understanding of. And this is another perfect example. They're just saying we can't find the evidence for this and making big, big recommendations that affect people's life is not warranted based on this panel's kind of review of that literature.
So your advice is stay the course?
I think so. I mean, again, to me, in my own personal diet, who I'm a guy that loves steak and I love bacon, and I'm not sure the long-term health consequences, and I'm just kind of making the decision for myself. This is not something I want to eat every day. You know, I think diversity in your diet is probably a good thing. So with my steak or bacon with breakfast I'll have once a week, I'll also have, you know, granola or fruit or cereal or something else. And same thing with my dinners. Instead of ground beef every night, I'll try to put in fish or chicken and other poultry and such and just have that diversity. I think that is probably the key. But again, no evidence.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.